We're talking libraries between now and 9 o'clock. There was a 20% increase in the lending of e-audio and e-books last year, according to new data from the National Library Service. Nearly 1 million e-books, more than 1.6 million e-audio books were loaned out to people in 2023. And the lending of traditional print books is also up, along with audiovisual material like CDs and DVDs. That's up 18%. Now, this is all good news, particularly because tomorrow is National Public Libraries Open Day. And to talk about our libraries and their growing popularity, we're joined on the line by David O'Brien, who's Cork City Librarian and National Chairperson of the Library Service Delivery Committee. And Breda Brown is with me here in studio. She's Chairperson of the Irish Writers' Centre and she hosts the Inside Books podcast. Now, David, to you in Cork first. This is really good news, isn't it? This increased lending, this people switching to e-audio and e-books. It's great news for our libraries.
It really is. And good morning, everybody. I suppose the interesting thing in all that is that people often look at the electronic side and say, well, the traditional book is failing. But in actual fact, as you said, in the other side of the house, I suppose, the increase there is on the up as well. And a lot of the benefit we're getting now from the kind of context we would have had during COVID, where we linked out people electronically, has been maintained and continues to grow. So it's good news all around.
And Breda, you agree as well, don't you, that COVID, I mean, it was a good thing for people and their libraries.
Absolutely. It got us to rediscover the joy of reading because we couldn't leave our house. So we wanted some escapism. So we started reading and the habit has stayed there, which I think is phenomenal. I think also what's driving loans as well as book sales is the amount of writers, Irish writers, who are being shortlisted and winning major prizes. So the likes of Paul Lynch, who won the Booker Prize last year, Paul Murray, who was nominated, and Colin Walsh, who's longlisted as well this year for the Booker Prize for his debut novel, which is a phenomenal achievement. But I also think more and more younger people in their teens, their 20s, their 30s, they're definitely reading more because there is a wealth of writers of their generation that's actually appealing to them. So look at Sally Rooney during the week when she launched her new book. If you saw any of the media coverage of people queuing to go into a bookshop to buy a physical book, they were all younger people. And the fact that they were queuing to buy a physical book as opposed to buying it online and getting it delivered, which is what might be typical behaviour. But people will also borrow all of these books. So it's that new writing. But then we have our established authors that we've all known for years, the ones that we love, the Roddy Doyles, the Kathy Kellys, Sheila O'Flanagan, Patricia Scanlon, Marion Keyes. People love waiting for these new books to come out and they will go to the library and loan them out as well as buying them. So, as I said, we're just a nation of absolute book lovers, and whether it's buying them or going to the library, we'll continue to do that.
And of course, the library is not just what you can borrow from your library. It's also a lovely place to go. There's very often events on there. So, David, fill us in on that development that have been happening about libraries as community centres, which they are, and also tell us what people are borrowing.
Well, we see ourselves, I suppose, very much as hubs of activity, and there's an awful lot to celebrate in public libraries in Ireland today. So we have access to collections, an eclectic program of events, clubs, music, meeting spaces, outreach. The list goes on and on, but I suppose the point is that, and the point of this particular open day is to point out to people who may have not been in a library for a long time and have this idea of it just being a place where you just take out your books, is to come in, have a look. And I suppose a reminder as well is that libraries are all over the country and they're local, and a lot of the offering that's there can be tailored or is tailored to localities. So an awful lot of the communities link in with us. People often think as well that the e-books and e-audiobooks are only down to a particular device, but it cuts across platforms. So accessibility was never more there than it is now. And of course, we also have My Open Libraries, which have extended staffless opening hours, so people have never had more access and more opportunity to make use of the services. And of course, the most important part, it's all free.
And what are they borrowing? What are they borrowing most?
It's interesting in terms of the commentary and the authors that we had just had there. An awful lot of younger people are coming for the newly published material that's out, but they're also going back to classics. Our kids definitely are leading the way and have led the way for a while. Last year, for example, the Mr. Min books and Diary of Wimpy Kid were by far and away the most borrowed items around the country. In the adult fiction side of things, we have a title here called Liberty Terrace, which is very popular in the Cork orientation because it had a Cork basis to it. And, you know, they're also looking at magazines and they're reading newspapers. So they're accessing all kinds of material. But we also have, in various places, music lending. We have instruments, Library of Things kind of approach. There's a range that just keeps widening out and reflects what's happening in communities, generally speaking, and the ask from people.
I just think this is such a good news story, Breeta, because we hear so much about the TikTok generation and they don't concentrate and they don't read anymore. In fact, this data, what you're telling us, what David's telling us, that's not the case.
Absolutely. But TikTok is the modern day book club. That's where people go to get recommendations, to hear about books that they maybe haven't discovered already. And that's exactly what's important. But anything that encourages people to read, or as we said, e-audiobooks, that figure is staggering. 1.7 million e-audiobooks borrowed from a library via BorrowBox. What I tend to do is I listen to a book as I'm walking, but I also have a physical book on the go as well. So you end up doubling your output of reading, which is absolutely not a bad thing.
Well, you're both great adverts for sending us all to libraries, and do try and do that with National Public Libraries Open Day. David O'Brien and Breeda Brown, thank you both very much. And we'll have the news headlines after this.